case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Now, I know you want to feel some empathy for her.
Who?
Yeah, right. No, you don't.
Who?
Lori Loughlin. They say she's suffering in prison doing her two-month sentence. Well, welcome to the reality. This is like when you live in a fantasy where you think you're innocent, or you tell everyone you're innocent. You convince yourself, because you wouldn't fight it if you didn't think you were going to get off, right?
No. It's liars. That's what liars do. You start digging, you keep digging deeper and deeper and deeper.
It's like reality hits you one day.
Yeah.
And you're in prison. And you realize and you've been lying to everyone the whole time. So I don't really feel that bad for her suffering in prison for 2 months that she got to pick out her damn self.
No, nobody's going to woe is me for you, Lori Loughlin, in your white entitled crime that you committed. That if any other person did, would probably spend a lot more time in prison, be honest.
And
faked a kid going somewhere, if I pretended that my dog went into a college.
They faked pictures of their children rowing. Their kids don't even row.
No.
They used it to get their kids into these college. It's unbelievable the crap that they went through to get their kid into a college.
Yeah.
Not even Harvard or Stanford. You know what I mean? It's not even, we're talking about UCLA, USC stuff, people. Whatever. Come on.
I was thinking the other day, they probably played more into that scheme than they would have paid if they actually sent them to a college.
Yep, probably in the end.
Just sent them to a regular college. With being paid for and spent maybe, I don't know, $50,000, $60,000 instead of paying $500,000 into a scam, all this money and the legal fees, this taxpayer money for her stupid crime that she should have just said she did.
That we knew she did because we had the evidence in the emails.
Yes.
Look, somebody said Lori Loughlin really went into prison strong. She had her faith and the support of her family, but the first few days in Road Ahead are daunting. Yeah. This is called consequences.
Yeah.
And
remember,
when you don't take accountability,
you get consequences.
It's just like talking to a 5-year-old.
Sit down, Aunt Becky. Have mercy. No mercy will be shown to you, Aunt Becky. None. What went wrong with virtual schooling? Because I'm sure, by the way, you're not the first one to have something like this happen.
This was a whole nother level. I mean, I don't know who to blame, but I'm the parent, so fine. I'll take the responsibility.
Thank you.
But at some point, kids have to like be on top of their own stuff. And this is what I'm struggling with. So my kids are virtual. Hudson is 7. He's in first grade. And this kid, I mean, I'm going to have a mom moment where I brag about what a little rock star he is. I watch this kid all day and he does not want me to help unless he really needs it. He takes the iPad and he goes, I'm doing science. Back off. I'm like, okay, well, can I just watch and make sure you're doing it right? Mommy, I got it.
Very independent.
Very. And I'm super proud of that. That's great skills
in
first grade. And remember, at school, they'd have to be doing all of this stuff at their desk anyway without their teacher unless they go up and ask.
Right.
So they need some of that. So he had a call. He's a daily call every day at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's his, I think, math group. They have these little groups with virtual where they separate them. So they have their big morning meeting in the morning, but throughout the day, they'll have a reading group with 5 kids or a math group where they get more intense instruction. So it was, I set the alarms on their school iPads so they know when they have a call they have to get on. There's a bunch throughout the day. So Hudson's alarm goes off. And I said, Hudson, it's 12:55. Come down, turn off your alarm, and get on your 1 o'clock. He's been doing this every day, you know, since they've been doing it. And he's never wanted me involved. So I'm sitting there with my laptop doing some work. He sits down with his iPad in the very next room, the kitchen, which I can't see, but it's open, so I can hear him.
Yeah.
He sits down. It's quiet, which is normal for a class call. He only unmutes it when he talks.
Yeah.
And I hear him say something every now and then. Dude, 1:45, he comes out of the kitchen and he sits down in front of me with the iPad. No, 45 minutes later.
Oh, okay.
The call was at 1. So at 12:55, I said, get on the call. 1:45, he comes in. I go, is your call over yet? And I'm whispering, thinking he's still on the call. And he goes, what call? I go, what do you mean, what call? I go, what have you been doing in there for 45 minutes?
What was he doing? Was he just on the iPad?
He was just reading, because they have all these apps they can read on, do math games. It's like all educational. He never got on the damn call.
Did he get on for a second
there.
And got off?
Never got on. He looked at me, he goes, why didn't you tell me? And I looked at him like, I told you, come down, turn off the freaking alarm that says you have a call, and get on the call. you didn't tell me, because they don't listen.
Yeah.
So here I am now. My kids missed a call. I'm pissed, but I'm not sure whose fault it is, because technically it's my fault for not watching him, but he never wants me to. He's always on it, and I'm always like in the way.
If you want to be independent, you got to be independent.
Right.
You got to be a self-starter.
I was like, well, now I can't trust you because you're not listening. So now I got to be all over you again.
You're going to wonder what he's going to forget.
Riggs, when
and you say he does that every day, right? Every
day. He's so independent. But to look at me and go, what call?
Yeah.
I seriously thought he was on the call. I was embarrassed. So I have to email the teacher now and be like, yeah, sorry.
Are you giving him too much? Are you giving him too much rope, you think? Are you letting him be too independent?
That was what I wondered, but I was so on him and he was doing everything that I backed off. I obviously say, where are we at? What do we have left? How you doing? But I don't just grab the iPad and say, here's all your stuff for today.
Well, don't forget, kids are stupid too.
Oh, God. I mean,
I said what I said. Sometimes they just space out.
He probably,
like most men, was focused on a task and heard you but wasn't listening to you.
Well, and he's
and that's
such
the
an
problem.
Over, yes,
you can hear something, but you have to actually listen and process it and then make it happen. There's a difference.
Every day, Riggs. And guess what happens? And
we don't do that.
Parents can relate to this.
Yeah.
That's what happens. They don't listen. You say it 50 times, and then you're screaming. And then they want to know why you're so mad.
Yeah.
It is the classic cycle of parenting. Why are you screaming? Because I said nicely 5 times to get your damn shoes on, and now I'm pissed.
This is our problem as men, too. Men, we hear you, but we're not listening 100%.
To you. 100%.
Like, we hear the 100%. Words, but it's Charlie Brown's parents to us. That wah-wah-wah, that noise, the noise of nothing is... So, yeah.
Well,
does this happen with you and your kids?
I see the phones ringing.
414-799-1037.
Maybe it just happens with you and your husband.
Probably.
Because he doesn't listen either.
It happens with my wife and I all the time. I'll go, what'd you just say? You were just... I just said it twice.
Why don't you guys listen?
Because...
Gave you a pass to check out? Who?
I don't know. God?
What?
It's 103.7 KISS FM. 103.7 KISS FM. I heard you. I just wasn't listening to you.
Yeah,
is what
classic.
Happened.
Classic. Said my 7-year-old who missed her independent didn't want any help with his virtual school. I said, your alarm's going off on your iPad. Get on your call. And 45 minutes later, he came back in the room and said, what call? I said, you never got on the damn call?
I think as men, at least... We can only do one thing at a time.
Ugh.
And if I have to split my attention,
BS excuse.
It's not,
by the
though.
Way.
It's not, though. If I'm watching something on TV or I'm reading something on my phone or in a book, that's what I have my attention focused on.
That's not a man
on.
Thing. That's
and then
I'm
you can talk
about
to
myself.
Me. That's why I say if you ever want to get your man's attention, like get his attention and say, yo, like Riggs, like
hello?
Say, if you say their name right away, like Hudson, right away, instead of just going, hey, your call's coming up, get on your call.
You act like I don't say Hudson, or I mean,
no, you
it's
need
not
to,
gonna work.
You need to get their attention and say, look, I have information to deliver to you, something new now. That way men can switch gears. That's just
whatever.
Me personally, though.
I'm tired of making excuses and changing stupid things like you're a child in my life. I'm done doing that for men, Riggs.
If I'm giving you the manual to the car, you gotta know
truth,
how to drive it.
But that doesn't mean you're not acting like a bunch of dummies.
What? I wasn't listening.
Let's go to Amanda on too. She's in New Berlin.
Amanda, good morning. What's
hey,
up?
Hey, girl.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Morning.
I just wanted to give a perspective from a teacher's point of view about this whole virtual learning.
Yeah, go ahead.
I graduated in May from UW-Whitewater, and I started my first year teaching out in Palmyra Eagle, middle school and high school. So I also dealt with digital learning last semester for student teaching, and I had kids that I'd remind them, like, hey, we've got a Zoom meeting coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to come on during this time, and they wouldn't show up. And I tell the parents, like, hey, you guys got to show up for this. They go, oh, yeah, we'll figure it out tomorrow. Tomorrow comes, nothing happens. So I don't think it's a guy thing. I think it's kids that are in this perspective of trying to do it themselves and they're not used to it.
Yeah, that's true too. You got to be a lot more self-sufficient. And I know this from going to online school. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
You got to be self-accountable.
Yeah, but he's 7 and you're 40, 35, whatever. You're 35 and he's 7.
Right.
But I will say that I get what she's saying about, but I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm sorry that you have so so many parents that don't care. Because I hear this from teachers. No, really. I hear it from teachers. Yeah. I hear it from administrators. My sister's a school principal. I hear it. You try to get parents involved. You see them not. You have kids that backpacks never get opened at night. Parents don't even open them for the night, and they don't know what's going on. Like, I do feel for teachers. We don't acknowledge that enough, that parents don't do anything, and the teachers end up with a pile of crap. There are parents like that.
The parents are also more distracted. They're asking the kids, hey, did you do everything? Yep, cool. The parents assume everything's fine.
You just want it done. Right. You want to trust your kid in it to be done. Yeah.
Yeah, but we as teachers, we just put it all out there, and we just have to remember that we're doing what's best, and that's all that matters.
And
we're
parents.
Just continuing with the times that we're in, especially, my school is lucky to be face-to-face.
Yeah.
Completely face-to-face.
So well, lucky on who's
back in class.
You like
depends
that though.
On who you ask. Yeah. No, right. Lucky for the kids. Lucky for the kids. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for listening this morning, Amanda. Thanks for molding young minds.
Every day.
Hey, thanks, Amanda.
Talk to you tomorrow morning. All right.
Yeah.
Emily is in Kenosha.
Hi. Yeah.
Hey
girl.
Emily. What's
Good
up?
Morning.
Morning. I definitely can relate to the situation. I have a 7-year-old daughter who constantly tries to, where they get the little breaks in between for their snack that's about 10 minutes.
Yes!
And then they'll have like a break where she's like, Mom, I don't have to be back in class until 10:30. And I'm looking at the clock and it's 10 o'clock. And I'm like, wait a minute, you just had a 10-minute break. So I end up going on the computer and I find out she's got all these assignments that she just chooses not to do and takes that extra break.
It's true, Emily. So, if there's any kind of gap with virtual school, they will take as much advantage as they can. That's the only thing that sucks. Normally they're at school where they're being entertained by the literal activities in the classroom. But at home, if
so
you have a 30-minute break, they're like, can I play? Can I go do this? And you're like, no. That's where...
If you're not one of those parents that stays on top of, you know, what they're doing throughout the day, you know, helping your teacher out, you're not going to know it's not a break.
Got to be a fine line between wanting your kid to be independent and letting them be too independent, and then they're not getting anything done because you forget that they're kids, too.
Yeah.
They're not
We're also in like this weird phase where like kids that are typically 7 no longer have the mindset of a 7-year-old like we did at that time frame because, you know, of the society that we're growing up in now.
Information
like
overload.
7 going on 17.
Right. Yeah. So. Which is why he thinks he can handle his call like
I
he's a
this.
CEO of a company.
Hudson's
like, Mom, I got it. I got it. I understand what's happening. And
I
then he
this.
Never gets on the Zoom call and I'm sitting there.
Head of their own household is what I like to say.
And I think the funniest thing is that he's sitting right in the room next to me, no door, and I'm convinced he's on the call the whole time, which is the worst part about it. And he was never on the call. He was reading on it, which is not bad that he was reading on his iPad. What's bad is he didn't show up for class.
More smooth than I was at that age, that's for sure.
Right?
Yes.
I was just a dumb 7-year-old with Barbies and a bike. I didn't know
I just wanted to play outside.
Now you got kids. They want to operate like a CEO. Mom,
it's
I got this.
True,
call and reschedule my play date with Amelia at 3:30, okay? Thanks, Mom. Bye.
Oh, man.
Thanks, Emily.
Awesome.
Appreciate you listening this morning.
Thanks, guys.
One more call from Mike in Hartford, our good friend Mike.
Mike, are you going to talk about school or are you going to talk about men not listening?
What?
I'm going to talk about listening both ways, actually.
There you go.
Okay.
It is a two-way street.
Actually,
here we go.
So being I'm a truck driver, my wife, she works from home and she does home visits and stuff, and she'll say, oh, I got this visit here, this doctor's appointment here, this visit here. And I'm like, okay, as I'm doing paperwork or I'm driving and I'm paying attention to everybody around me, I'm on my Bluetooth headset.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, well, I was just at this visit. I told you about that. And I'm like, sure, okay. But then I said, you do realize I have a whole bunch of other things I have to think about as I'm listening to you talk.
Yeah.
And it's just white noise for me. And the same thing will go for her. I'll tell her stuff about, like, my day. And she's like, sure. Okay. She's not interested in the trucking industry.
Yeah.
She just knows I go to work every day and I come home every day.
Right.
Yeah.
But then at home, like, I have to wear a hearing aid. So when I get home, I take it out.
Yeah.
And then she'll be talking to me. I'm like, what'd you say? Like, do you have your hearing aid in? And I'm like, no.
Oh,
but
Mike's
you heard
like,
me say
I'm
that.
Like, listening.
She's like, well, if you'd put it in, you could listen to me.
There you go.
Mike, do you... You know I'm really loud, Mike. I could just come over and yell a lot and, like, speak
say
for
no.
your wife.
Say
I'm,
no,
Kathleen,
Mike.
I got this.
And there's times she'll talk to me with her back to me. And I'm like... I do realize you have to project towards me in order for me to hear you.
Mike...
Because... I'm limited on hearing in one ear.
I've actually been with more than one guy with hearing problems, ironically, yeah. which people make fun of me for because I'm so loud, Mike. But I'm super aware of it.
You probably make them deaf.
Yeah.
Well, and she's going to have, you learn as she'll tell your kids that. Because I have to say to my own kids, you need to turn and look at your dad when you're talking. You can't, yep. like, have your back to him. Like, yeah. I have to do that, too. So.
Yeah, and I've reiterated it to her many times, you know, hey, you need to make sure you project at me. I said, I still can hear out of one ear, but there are times where I can't hear you all the time.
Yeah. Right. You have a legitimate excuse.
Do you have to do that thing where she has to walk on one side of you?
Well, before I got my hearing aid, there was such a bad ringing in my ear. We'd have to have the TV up like 75% volume, yeah. and I'd have to turn my head so I could hear her. Yeah. And it was bad. And then I got this, and it's just
a lot better. Good.
Well,
helps. I'm glad you got it fixed instead of living that.
It was definitely a life-altering decision to at 32 years old to get a hearing aid.
Well, your quality of life must be insanely better. I can't even imagine
like when you
the
see
things
kids,
you didn't hear before.
When you see kids get those cochlear implants, changes their world. First time they hear sound. It's crazy.
Your quality of life is insane when you can hear everything. You don't realize how much you can't hear until you can hear.
I love that
it's like seeing. It's like getting glasses and being like, whoa.
I love that we're talking about listening while talking on the radio. This is great. This is just awesome. Thank you so much for calling, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Have a good week.
You too. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. Another beautiful day today. We'll take it. As long as we can take it.
So happy about that.
Yeah. Get as much outside time right now in your yard if you can. Soak in the nice weather before the gray bucket of suck hits.
I was talking to my neighbor yesterday outside. I saw him outside and I go, you know, every time I think about mowing the lawn and getting all these extra leaves picked up, more leaves fall.
Yeah.
So I just want you to know I'm not intentionally ignoring them at this point. I just know it's a waste of time until they all... I look at the trees. They're still full, yet my yard is covered.
I just want you to know I'm aware of the leaves in my yard.
And I don't care.
And I don't care. Right. So we're getting into also cold and flu season as we do every year around this time. And look at that there. We got a pandemic happening as well.
Well, yeah, it's not. This is the weather's not going to help.
Well, even before this, I was always mindful of things that I touched, especially in public places.
See, I was not.
You were not?
No. No. My sister is like you. She said, we always washed our hands when we came in the house. And I never thought about it, but they did.
Yeah.
I never occurred to me that they did that. It's just the way they live their life.
From the moment I saw wipes being offered for like shopping carts at grocery stores, I always used them. I was like, oh my God, so many people touch these.
You don't
people
think put their the kids flus in, you're picking up.
Yeah, people sit their kid in the seat, the kid's coughing on the handle, like all these surfaces. So they did a recent study since the pandemic, like the germiest surfaces in a grocery store.
Okay.
Where do you think the biggest culprits are? The biggest, most germiest in a grocery store, specifically.
Gotta be like a pin pad or no?
That was the number one. The credit card pin pad, the number one.
Thank you for the businesses that put sanitizer next to the pin pad, like Walgreens. I went into Walgreens, I had to use the pin pad, immediately took a squirt, and I felt better, and I moved on with my life, and I was like, now I can touch more stuff.
That cross-contaminates some more.
Now I'm done.
No, they said that pin pads, credit card pin pads, was number
good
one.
Good to know.
Like the shopping basket handles for just the little baskets if you're running in just for something. Those don't get wiped down as much. The front of the shopping cart, because you think about the handle, but how many times do you grab the front of your cart and pull it or push it somewhere?
That's what I do. I wipe down
the front part.
I see, when you say front, I think where the seat is. I almost think of that as the back end.
True, yeah.
The back end is where I wipe it down because I will walk and pull the cart from basically the front, like you're saying. Yeah.
That front part without the handle that people grab onto all the time without thinking about it. That's another one.
Pull the cart.
The freezer door handles in grocery stores, people don't think about those either.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Every time you're walking up and down the aisle, you open up to get some frozen fish.
I just do the pinky thing. Like if my pinky is strong enough to open the door,
gotta get
I
a strong
do
pinky.
It. It's a really strong pinky.
Obviously the baby seats are
none
of them. And then the handle on the shopping cart. Just things to be aware of. And when you're touching general public surfaces.
Well, and you
got to
be more mindful of it this year because we have something more contagious and more deadly.
Yeah, so
yeah.
Wipe it down, Cardi B. What?
Hey, hi.
What up?
Hi. This is
From the TV to the movie screen and everywhere in between, this is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Ariana Grande now coming for some of these TikTokers who are going out to bars to do a TikTok opportunity. They want a camera shot. So Ariana is basically coming for them now, saying they're being irresponsible. What she did was she started calling out people on social media. And one of the places she brought into the argument was the Saddle Ranch bar in LA, which is, you know, you see it on reality shows. It's a famous bar right in Hollywood where people go ride the bull, right? It's the bull. You got to ride the bull.
Oh, yeah. I've been there. The mechanical bull. Yeah. Those things are fun.
It's just one of those famous LA hotspots. Yeah. But they're known for the mechanical bull. Okay. Yeah. So she kept seeing TikToks of these people at these bars trying to get on the mechanical bull, and they had to pop an Instagram shot or a TikTok story. You know, they were doing that. And she said, quote, of all the things we could have done, couldn't we just have, like, stayed home for a few more weeks like all the other countries that were fine and are better than we are? Did we all really need to go to bleepin' Saddle Ranch that badly that we couldn't have waited for the deadly pandemic to pass? I'm not laughing at the pandemic. I'm laughing at the absurdity that we even have to say these things in 2020 to ask people why they're going out for stupid reasons like that. So she said, we all really need to put on our cowgirl boots and ride a mechanical bull that bad? We all needed that Instagram post that badly? So they talked to the influencer from TikTok who was, you know, doing all this, and she said, I don't really know what to think. I mean, she's right. She's right, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
She's the queen. I love her. And the TikToker was like, she's right. I don't know what else to say. But then they quoted that the TikToker influencer was still at the bar twice in the past week or something like that. Like, she'd still been seen out.
She just won't post anymore.
So it's like, but that's the kind of stuff for those of us taking it seriously, we get pissed. We're like, you had to have an Instagram post with a mechanical bull.
Yeah.
You're not helping any of us get back to life. You know?
Everybody else is just going, keep it off TikTok. Don't put it on TikTok.
That's the other thing. That's what I said to you yesterday, Riggs. I said, and this is a fair question. What's worse, going out to bars and traveling all over the country and posting it, or not? Like, what's worse, going out and doing it or posting it? Or, you know what I mean?
Posting it, probably. Because you're posting it. You're telling everybody,
what's
like, hey, let's all.
Responsible is what I'm getting at.
I don't know. It depends on what your view of responsible is, how you're acting when you're doing it.
I guess. There are people that, like, are everywhere. Like, I see in bars every weekend that blow my mind.
We have a mutual friend on Facebook or Instagram that's always out with, like, huge groups of people.
Always.
He's everywhere, all
and
around
I'm
the
like,
country all the time.
How do you not have COVID? How?
I don't know.
How do you not have COVID? I don't understand it. It's unbelievable. Yeah, so anyway.
Ariana Grande calling out TikTokers.
And then you got the person who never left the house with COVID. I mean, it makes no sense to me. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyway,
Ariana Grande coming after the TikTokers. Let me guess. Is it 90 Day Fiancé? No?
No, that would be funny, too, if it was 90 Day Fiancé, because I love that show.
What show is your child now watching? Now, which one is it? Owen, the older
Owen
one?
Owen is 9 now.
Okay.
So he's in third grade, and he's getting a little older. So I want to start being able to watch more, like, TV with him, because I don't want to watch cartoons. But he wants to spend time with me hanging out, and there are times during the day where you just want to lounge. But I'm like, I don't know if he can watch these things. I don't know if they're appropriate. So I said, screw it. He's 9. I'll just, whatever. Who cares?
Sure.
So I was watching on Bravo. I love the Bravo reality shows. I was watching Below Deck, which is a reality show
about
about rich people renting a yacht, but the reality show follows the crew underneath the bottom of the ship who serves them, cooks for them, cleans for them.
The stewards, the deckhands, if you will.
It's really interesting because I don't know anything about yachting. I mean, please, come on.
And there's a lot that goes into it. They got to have all the food.
Much.
They have a chef for it. They've got a cleaning service. They've got the people that bring out drinks and they set up parties for them. It's crazy.
How many people run a ship, you know, that just caters to 10 people who are rich? It's crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm watching Below Deck and Owen's sitting there. And there were a couple times where they were going out and partying and having sex.
Ooh, hot dogs and donuts.
Yeah, and they're making out and they're drinking and they're cussing, which is kind of their mom. But anyway.
Because they all fraternize and that's part of the thing
part of the
is
show.
That they all have relationships and there's workings between them.
Right. Yeah. When the rich people leave, they go out and party. It's like every other reality show.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there staring at this like, is this appropriate? I'm not sure. Like, he's not a baby, but he's not in puberty yet. So, like, where are we at here, you know, with, like, what's appropriate? I'm not sure. So I let him watch it. And I let him watch like 3 episodes with me because they were having a marathon. And now the kid, when I left the house yesterday, Ella said, when he woke up, he said, can I watch Below Deck? And she said, I don't even know what that is.
Your nanny didn't know what it was?
No. And she goes, and I go, no, he cannot. I let him watch it with me and I've created a monster. My 9-year-old's now obsessed with Bravo reality shows I've learned.
Below Deck. Is he asking questions about it? Do you know what it is that he's fascinated by?
He said to me yesterday, I said to him, hey, heard you wanted to watch Below Deck again.
Yeah, like, does he like boats or something? Because the boats are really cool. And they're on little miniature boats and they have wave runners.
But he goes, yeah, but Ella wouldn't let me. And I go, yeah, well, you got to watch it the day before. What happened when mommy left the room on the show? And he goes, oh, you know. And I go, anything inappropriate? And he goes, no. And I looked at him and I go, because remember, he's 9. So I'm talking to him like a kiddo. Uh-huh. Was anybody kissing? Because I didn't want to say sex. You know, I go, was anybody kissing?
Yeah.
And he goes, no. And he smiled. And I go, okay. So I was just like, what are parents like? Do you let your kids watch this? Have you caught your kid watching something that they shouldn't
right?
be? Or is there just something funny like that? I mean, it's the equivalent to my son going, can we watch Real Housewives? It would be like that.
Right.
Or Owen going, can we watch The Bachelorette? It's almost the equivalent to him asking me to watch Below
Deck.
Can
I watch reality trash with you? Yes, you can.
I was like, I don't know.
Can we watch Pleasure Island? No, we cannot.
So yeah.
414-799-1037. What did you catch your kid watching? Or maybe
Below Deck. What is that?
414-799-1037. You can call or text. I'll tell you what I got caught watching when I was a kid.
Oh,
I'll tell you what my mom busted me watching next. Hold on. 103.7 Kiss FM. You busted your kid watching something? Or maybe your kid likes watching.
I let him watch Below Deck on Bravo with me, and now he's obsessed, and I don't know if it's appropriate because he's 9, but somebody texted in. They said, my 7-year-old likes The Office. I don't think it's the worst, but probably not the best, LOL.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I feel about letting my kids watch some of these shows.
But you're also exposing him to some stuff that he's going to be exposed to eventually.
And I did
say, it's a good way to breach a conversation.
This is
with you.
Oh, you mean about like, you know.
I would rather him watch Below Deck with me as a parent than with
alone.
His kids or with someone else's kids or with his friends when they're making up stories and surmising things.
Yeah.
At least you can cut it off in the past and control the information.
I can control it. Right. Exactly. So what did your mom bust you though with before we get to the phones?
Do you remember the cable boxes we used to have back in the day? Like the cable box, you would actually have to plug it into the wall to a coax cable.
Yes.
And the channels that you didn't get, the cable company would give like a scrambling filter to.
Yeah.
So if you didn't subscribe to like HBO, it was just a scrambled, distorted. And sometimes you would get like an image or a glimpse of a face.
What were you watching on the scrambled channel?
The Playboy channel.
Your mom busted you watching a scrambled Playboy channel?
Because every once in a while, like, the scramble would come in clear so you could, like, catch, like, a side boob a little bit and be like, that was a girl.
Which
she's
to, like,
naked.
A little boy is
quite
a side boob is, like, seeing the whole kaboom, right?
Then my mom goes, she turns on the TV because I left it on, forgot to change the channel. And she goes,
you dummy.
Why was it on the Playboy channel last night? I don't know, Mom. We don't get the Playboy channel. Exactly. Keep it that way.
Why was it on the Playboy channel? Oh, my God.
414-799-1037. Who we got here on the phone?
We got Samantha in Kenosha.
What's up, Samantha? What's up?
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Hi. I'm cracking up because my 10-year-old daughter loves Below Deck also.
Nice.
And then she actually is obsessed with 90 Day Fiance. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that show.
Honey.
Allie is, yes.
Are you kidding? I love 90 Day Fiance, girl.
That's her jam.
I love it. It's my jam.
It's so funny because she'll sit there and she'll be like, oh, Mom, she should go home. She should not trust him. Oh, he's lying. I'm like, yes, girl.
Getting into it.
You are learning.
Yes.
I'm like, go ahead. Go ahead and watch it. Because now is the time to be able to find out who you can and can't trust and what you should not be doing.
Yeah.
Don't waste your time.
Oh, that is funny.
So a Below Deck, a common theme with kids, I guess.
Yeah.
Right. It's great. Yeah.
Who knew? Kids love it. I'm going to have to send them
approval.
A letter. Okay, I got approved then to let
nice.
Owen watch
we
it.
We got another mom on board. Perfect.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening this morning. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Okay?
Thanks.
You too. We got Josie in Grafton on 3.
Josie, what's up?
So when I was a kid, not with me and my little sister, my sister was probably 9. I was probably like 13 or 14. And
We would watch Flavor of Love and Rock of Love.
Flavor Flav! And that was like the trashiest at the time.
So, like, looking back, I'm like, that was so bad, especially for my sister being 9 years old. But like, every week, we would wait for the new episode and we would sit down as a family and watch.
Can you believe, Josie, that we used to sit down and wait for live television?
I know, yeah.
We couldn't. The horror.
Couldn't go through the commercials. You couldn't rewind if you missed something.
I mean, how did we function is what I want to know.
Flavor of love. Flavor. Good pull.
And that was the show where like women were spitting on each other and getting in cat fights. Yep. It's like everything you don't want little girls to like grow up to be.
Right.
But it's all that they're consuming. That's hysterical.
And it brought Flavor Flav back. That was great.
For 5 minutes.
Yeah. Thanks so much for listening, Josie.
Somebody texted in, my goddaughter has gotten very into Dr. Pimple Popper.
Oh.
And whatever the other show is that focuses on fixing people's foot problems. She said she wants to do what Dr. Pimple Popper does when she grows up. Hey, if it makes your kid want to be a doctor, your goddaughter, fine.
Yeah, but whatever. Fine. Float your boat, man. I can't watch the pimples being popped. That's gross to me.
I'm with you. That show, I refuse to watch.
It
grosses me out.
I tried. I can't.
Michelle is in Kenosha this morning. Good morning, Michelle.
What's up?
Hey.
So ever since my son was 3, he learned how to find his shows on the TV. And we caught him watching at the age of 3 Jurassic Park.
Oh.
He's obsessed with dinosaurs.
All right. That's a little intense. And can be intense for a kid if they don't know what's going on. I know I was terrified of Jurassic Park at 12.
Yeah.
Wait, her 3-year-old? 3-year-old. I was answering the phone. The 3-year-old turned on Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
Yeah,
what?
And he was just, like, really intrigued by the dinosaurs.
Right.
And then, you know, it gets to the part where it eats the guy off the bathroom.
Off the toilet? Yeah, that was Gennaro.
Jurassic Park would freak my 7-year-old out, possibly.
He's obsessed with them now.
That's funny.
He's going to be 6 in January, and anytime he sees it on, whether it's any of the sequels, he just wants to watch it.
Hey.
Yeah.
So,
that's all he knows.
Yeah, so do you let him continue to watch them now? Are you fine with it? He's all right
with parental supervision.
Okay, yeah. Right.
It's like what I said, Riggs, about how little kids don't know the difference between pretend and real.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, even though dinosaurs did exist, which is still mind-blowing in my own mind,
we
have to explain to them, no dinosaur is going to attack you this week.
Yes.
You know, they don't get
not
it.
Not going to happen.
You know,
you have other things
little.
To worry about, like bears and wolves.
Somebody else said, my 7-year-old is obsessed with Schitt's Creek and Superstore.
Yes.
And somebody else said, my 8-year-old cousin loves watching The Walking Dead. Gee, see, I'm not a bad mom at all.
No. If you're letting your kid watch Schitt's Creek and Walking Dead,
Michelle, thanks for calling Collins in Muskego. He can be our last one.
Colin, what's up?
What up?
What's up?
So I'm that age where when you had the basic antenna TV, you had 58.1, 58.2.
Oh, the old antennas, all right.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I would watch 58.1, which was cartoons. And you know, I don't know if you know, but 58.1, once it hit about midnight, my parents caught me watching Girls Gone Wild.
Oh, the commercials, remember?
Yes, how old were you, Colin?
I was probably like anywhere from like 8 to 12.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, Colin, turn down your radio, please.
Yeah.
Turn it down.
How's
Girls Gone
That's
Wild?
So funny.
I remember watching that too at night because it was borderline adult film stuff. Borderline.
I should have known it was adult film stuff. It was the.
It was as raunchy
you
as they could get
on TV without being full on.
Yes, they went up to the line and then they danced down the line.
And if you wanted the rest, you had to go to Skinamax. That was just where you went.
Oh, yeah.
Now you just get on the internet.
After dark.
You would watch cartoons, and then once 12 o'clock came, I would be half asleep, and all of a sudden, Girls Gone Wild, watch. And my mom was like, she knew right away, she heard it.
My dad saw that. My dad went, that's someone's daughter. Those are people's daughters. And I was like, oh, God,
that's
Dad.
That's what your dad would say?
Yes.
Well,
was like, that's
was
someone's
right.
daughter. Hey, thanks so much for calling, Colin.
And clearly someone didn't pay attention to their daughter, Riggs, which is the real reason the daughter's on there.
And that's why she's in Acapulco.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you just just missed it, Allie's 9-year-old kid is obsessed with Below Deck on Bravo. And you found out you're not alone in that.
We have so many texts that are cracking me up. Like, you can text their call to 414-799-1037. People are texting in things like, oh my God, we used to watch the Osbournes as a family, LOL.
Yeah.
Somebody said, my grandma let me watch Pretty Woman at like 10. I didn't realize it was about a hooker back then, though. Like, but that's what I said about The Breakfast Club. You know, I watched that over and over as a kid because I had an older sister in high school. So I was always around. But I never knew they were smoking pot till I was an adult. I never knew as a kid that time that that's what they were doing. I don't know what I thought. Were they smoking a cigarette? I don't know. Hey, but you know what I'm talking about.
You thought that you assumed they were smoking a cigarette.
Who knows?
When you get older.
So I just remember that as a kid, that kids don't know everything even if they see it. They don't necessarily. That's why you have adult jokes in child cartoons, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, lots of text. Somebody else said, my son watches Bones with me and loves listening to true crime podcasts with me.
True crime. Some of those are intense. Mm-hmm. Some of those true crime podcasts.
Yeah. Other people said they used to watch The Girls Next Door. Remember Hugh Hefner's Playboy?
Yes. I totally remember that show. Absolutely, I do. So you're not alone in letting your kid watch something a little bit adult.
Mm-mm.
I say it's okay as a non-parent.
I think it depends.
He's at that age, though,
where it's getting weird, where he can have more exposure to stuff, I think, but not too much.
He might start asking questions about the hot dogs and the donuts if you're not careful.
Well, he might. And Riggs, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
They have access to so much information with the internet that they won't even ask me some of this stuff. They'll just look it up.
Which is terrifying.
Why I have to monitor the iPads like crazy, you know?
Hey, good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Turn down
your radio, please. Oh, that's nice.
Somebody texted in, when I was 9 or 10, I would watch talk shows. Some of them were questionable, like Maury and Rosie. Fair.
Very fair, yes.
I watched those when I was a kid, and they were inappropriate.
My mom wouldn't let me watch Sally Jesse Raphael or Jerry Springer because she said they were trash. And I was like, I know, that's why I want to watch them, because it's trash.
Exactly.
That's exactly why we watch them, Mom.
Right?
That's why we watch this stuff.
So funny.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Commercial-free hours. We do them all day, every day.
Somebody said they watch Beavis and Butthead as a family.
It's a good family show. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's a commercial-free hour on a Throwback Thursday, by the way. Mm-hmm. And there's a Throwback Thursday song we'll play in the next like 5 minutes or so that you probably have heard in a long time. You probably missed it over our Throwback Weekend last weekend. We'll play it for you next. Hold on. So we don't have election results yet, obviously.
Nope. Well, we do, but not all of them.
But we do have are the results from the most Googled item. What do you think the most Googled thing was on election night from America? What were people Googling on election night?
Interest. How about...
It hit an all-time high on election night.
Was it something like, how do electoral colleges work or something? Or how do votes work? I could see it being something like that.
You were ice cold, Allie.
Ah, damn. So it had nothing to do with voting.
Nothing to do with voting and everything to do with drinking. Because the most...
Oh, is it like a bingo game or something?
Liquor stores near me is what everybody Googled.
Everybody wanted to get drunk for the election.
Everybody.
Well, I mean,
because everybody wanted to drink.
Stress is real.
It is.
I don't know how to.
No matter what side you're on,
I don't care what side you're on. It's real. Election stress is real.
100%.
And I saw that in my neighborhood yesterday. It was like people were like joking, like, "Oh, that house is doing good today, and that house is." We're a little worried about those guys over there.
Okay, over there.
No, really, because you knew who voted for who, and you knew some people were more stressed out than others. Yeah.
Well, we were not on the drunkest cities for America on election night, so none of
that's because it wasn't reported.
We weren't even on the top 10 drunkest states.
We would have won.
We totally would have.
We would have won.
The other things that were most Googled on election night were things near me, like fries near me or chicken near me. People looking for comfort food, things to eat, so they were sitting in and hanging out. They wanted to be comforted, so either you want booze or you want some good tasty food. Mashed potatoes near me.
I loved that my kids were watching it with me, though, because I had it on. I wasn't pinned to it, but I wanted them to see. And even yesterday, I had it on again.
Yeah.
And they were staring at it, and I thought, these are the types of things as a kid you need to see, because I remember growing up watching the election stuff, not really totally understanding it, but at least having exposure. Do you know what I mean? Like, give them the exposure to it. Yeah.
watching the election is like watching sports sometimes because there's so much surmising. Like, what could happen if this happens? Then this might
happen. It's a game. It's like a Super Bowl. You're like, who's going to win? Uh-huh. Who did you put your money on? What's going to happen? But I do believe giving your kids that awareness of the election, well, I think they're better off. They're going to end up being a voter later in life versus if you don't do anything with it.
There was a guy that made a TikTok about on election night when they called the states of who won the states, and he made it look like an NBA draft. So he would like in the NBA, in the USA draft, the state of New York picks Joe Biden.
It's like that though.
It kind of is.
So the election stuff is like the Super Bowl. You're like, who's the winner?
You don't know.
Do a couple points here, couple points there.
Yep.
Is he gonna do a trick and pull it out?
Everybody was up.
I mean, they're doing percentages yesterday. They're breaking down the percentages to a T. Like, if he got 47.6% of Iowa, like, I'm like, my head's going to explode, okay? Right. Like, it's going
to
explode.
You really want your head to explode? Look how they do the Electoral College in Nebraska. I tried to look up that yesterday. It's a mess.
Just tell me. Weird. Just tell me who won.
Right?
That's what I need.
That's what we need to know. That's it. That's all we need to know. And we still don't know.
And I'm proud of you, Wisconsin, for eating and drinking.
Keep drinking. Stay strong. It's 103.7 KISS FM. Throwback Thursday song. You're going to love it after Jason Derulo.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh, I should have turned my mic on this time. It was me. All right, so this is really sad. Listen to what is going on with LeBron James. So one of his best friends, Brandon Weems, they've been friends since they were in literal peewee football together. They go that far back.
Yeah.
He now works for the Cavaliers, okay? So he is the director of scouting. That's one of LeBron James' best friends from childhood, Brandon.
Yeah.
They found his sister murdered.
What?
Brandon's sister. Yeah, LeBron's like best friend's sister. And he calls this guy his brother because they feel like they're family.
Yeah.
And they didn't know who did it. So LeBron started putting out on social media, my brother's sister was murdered this past weekend in her home. My brother's family needs answers to why and by whom. My city, I need y'all to go to work and find out who did this awful, shameful, disgusting thing to such a caring, loving angel. Hashtag justice for Erica Weems. So now the Cavaliers have stepped up because Brandon, LeBron's friend, works for the Cavaliers, and they released a statement saying they will do whatever it can to help bring justice because one of their employees' sisters was murdered. So what a sad story.
Yeah.
And so now LeBron's got to deal with that, and at least he's got
trying
the voice
to friend.
Put out and say, let's find this. It helps when you have exposure to bus people.
Oof.
You know? So
heavy stuff.
The team said the entire Cavaliers organization was terribly saddened to learn about the recent tragic death of Brandon Weems' sister, Erica. So they said they're going to do whatever they can to find justice for her, too.
Yeah.
So, sad story.
As they should, yeah,
absolutely.
Everybody's got an opinion about this, and I need yours.
Mm-hmm.
Yours and anyone listening. That 414-799-1037.
Well, about what?
What do you use to watch TV?
What do you
in
mean,
your house? Like when you were to watch television, maybe you want to watch the news or you want to watch a Packer game or you want to watch a TV show. What do you use at your house?
Like 15 channels through Spectrum, and then I use my internet, my Apple TV internet.
Okay.
Or a Roku or whatever you want to use. We have a Roku in the basement. But mostly I stream it.
Yeah.
I honestly watch it online. Like if I go up to my bedroom, I have to go in through the apps on my TV and my Apple TV to get to the cable channels, right?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
So there's no cable box upstairs or anything.
Okay. Right. We have an Apple TV also that we use.
Yeah.
But we also have a DirecTV. We had, when we bought our house, we had a satellite dish on it. Remember those?
Oh my gosh. Satellite dishes. I can't believe they're still around.
Oh, they're still around? Yeah.
They're so outdated. You wouldn't need a satellite dish
anymore. Well, people that live out in the middle of nowhere, that's sometimes their only option.
If they don't have a good enough internet?
If they don't have a good enough internet, they'll use a satellite.
But internet has replaced that.
Absolutely, it has.
Right, for people that don't understand that.
Right.
Yeah,
so this it was there when we bought our house.
Yeah.
And when we started, when we lived here, when we first moved into our house, rather, I was a big fan of the Colts, like the old homeschool football team. So I was like, I'll get DirecTV. I can watch the football games.
It wasn't weird to have like satellites in 2005.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
Like it wasn't.
But now I'm like, I don't need to watch those games anymore. I can watch them online.
Right.
I don't need a satellite for this anymore.
It's like TV evolved, and either you evolved with it or you didn't. And then you get caught up. You're like, oh, today I need to actually make a change. I'm way far behind.
So we've evolved with it at our house, and we're realizing that we don't really use the DirecTV so much. And my wife looked at the bill, and she goes, oh, my God, we're paying over $100 for this DirecTV
that we don't,
even use. We'll look at it every once in a while to watch like a news channel or like Channel 12 or CBS 58, something local to see what's going on locally, because we like to stay informed to some extent.
I told somebody yesterday, I said, watching live television, whether it's local, like the local news, or watching the news channels that are live for the election, it makes me feel less isolated. And they go, really? And I said, yeah, because I'm looking at people that are alive and talking at this moment.
Yeah.
Watching a show makes me feel more isolated.
Right.
But watching people live on TV for some reason doesn't. I'm just throwing
There's someone else existing and they're talking
kind of,
right now.
I was explaining this to my friend.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering, what do people do if you still want to watch like some local channels? So I still want to be able to turn on a TV and watch something live.
Yeah.
Which I know you can stream now, but what's the best service for it? I know there's like Hulu has one, YouTube has one, there's an app called Sling.
Text in 414-799-1037 because I remember we've talked about this before. Last time we got a lot of Hulu Lives and we got a lot of Sling TVs, but I haven't... We haven't asked in a while.
Because I've talked about doing this before, and the reason we kept the DirecTV is because my wife wanted the Hallmark Channel. That's the only reason. She kept it for the Hallmark Channel.
One channel.
I go, if you want it for the Hallmark Channel, then you can take over the bill for it. So she kept it. Now she realizes you can stream the Hallmark Channel.
Right. There's an app. We need all this stuff.
We don't need it anymore. So what do you use for watching TV when you're not listening to the radio, of course?
And maybe you use a cable box or a satellite. You can text or call that in.
Yeah, that's fine, too.
We're not judging you. We're just asking, like, where are you at? What's the best service you're using?
If you found a way to do that cheap, we'd like to know, too.
Oh, somebody else texted in. We use YouTube TV. That's another
option. I've heard
YouTube,
yeah. 414-799-1037. I need your advice, your help. Next. Hold on, it's Kiss. See, we've never had this problem because radio's always been free.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
And it still's free. Thank you very much.
And it even is free with your radio.com app. You can use that. Download it in the App Store. You can listen to us anywhere. Radio.com is the app. So your phone is now your radio.
You may be paying for your local TV channels. Not us, honey.
Not us. Well, there is. You can call or text 414-799-1037. I'm taking the satellite dish off of our house. It's not the 90s anymore.
No.
I don't need it anymore. We can stream things at the Riggs house.
Mm-hmm.
There are over-the-air options. You can get a digital TV tuner that'll plug into your TV, and you can stream.
I don't know what that means. Is that an antenna?
It's just like an antenna, yeah.
Oh,
like
okay.
a flat antenna. It's an HD tuner.
A lot of people are texting it. You use these words. Tuner doesn't... I know what
HD
it is.
HD tuner.
Antenna. You have to remember. Talk to me like I'm five, Riggs.
It's a thing you plug in your TV that gets there. It's like a radio antenna for your TV.
People are texting in that they do that. That a lot of them use an antenna and they don't pay for anything to get local channels. Somebody said they have DirecTV Live. Yeah. Somebody else said Hulu, Netflix, and recently added Sling TV. Just use the Roku. So we're getting a lot of texts.
All right. We got people calling as well, 414-799-1037. Caitlin in Waukesha. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
What's up?
Hey.
Yeah, streaming TV services. What do you use? What do you recommend?
Sure. Honestly, I use YouTube Premium. It's, what, $14.99 a month?
Okay. That's it?
What I usually go to.
And you get all the channels?
Yeah, you get the channels. You get the opportunity to watch YouTube while you're not even on it. So
can you skip the ads on YouTube, too?
Yes.
Now, Riggs, I know this is about you. But why am I paying $120 a month for anything when she's paying $15 for YouTube TV?
I'm doing the same thing. We're paying over $100 a month for DirecTV.
How much is your internet, though, Caitlin?
I actually have free Wi-Fi.
What?
Friend,
what? Now I'm pissed.
Yeah.
How do we get your deal, Caitlin?
Right.
Yeah, so free Wi-Fi, $15 a month for YouTube Premium. But I also have the Roku channel.
Yeah.
And that's what? I think like $6 or $7.
Wait, I have a Roku. Okay. What does that mean? That's how you get the local channels on a Roku? You pay $6 or $7?
Yeah, so like with the election yesterday, you're able to watch all the live everything on the Roku channel.
Wow. Actually. Okay. Is it like channel? Is it local Milwaukee channels? Like over the air?
Yeah, local, even national, yeah.
And you just pay, what did you say, $6 or $7 for that a month?
Yeah, just about. I never really check out my bill because it just comes out of my account automatically. But
it's super easy. I don't even notice that the money's being taken out because it's so little, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So YouTube Premium is what you use. You would recommend. All right.
Somebody else texted
Thanks for listening.
In and
we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hulu Live and Grandly TV for live Hallmark channels. Love them both.
Grandly?
I don't know. Somebody else said, I have an antenna for local TV and I have YouTube TV. On YouTube TV, you can get channel 46 and 12. That's very specific.
Very.
I love it.
Dale is in Watertown. Dale, what do you use for your TV?
Morning, Riggs, Allie.
Hey.
What up?
My friends use Amazon streaming. I actually, I have to use satellite. I live on the outskirts of Watertown.
Okay.
There's no chance of getting Charter or Spectrum or nothing.
Okay, so you have to use the satellite dish.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's what you get, Dale, for living out in the country like that.
Watertown, man. But do you get all your channels? Do you pay a lot of money for it?
Good question.
I pay a lot of money for just internet. I pay $230 for their best package of internet, and it sucks.
What
did he just say?
$220 a month, I think.
$220? Are there people delivering the literal internet to you and reading it to you in person? That's a lot of money, man. Wow. All right.
I can't even game. I can't play Call of Duty.
Oh, that's the worst. Your gaming is probably sucks out there, too, because the internet sucks. Dale.
Yeah, wow.
All right, so Dale's stuck with a satellite dish out in Watertown.
So he's
Thanks
out
for
in the
listening,
middle of
man.
Nowhere, but we got Jimmy in Milwaukee. Let's go talk to Jimmy.
Morning, Jim. Jimmy?
Good morning.
Morning. What do you use to watch your TV? Do you use streaming service, over the air? What do you do?
I guess it's called a streaming service. I use the Fire Stick.
Okay.
Okay. See, he's like, he doesn't even know what he's doing. Okay, so Amazon, they have a streaming one too, I guess. Yes?
Yes, but you can also jailbreak it with a 10-minute video on YouTube.
Yeah.
And then you get everything. Literally everything.
Well, that sounds like
jailbreak it.
That sounds like it's illegal, Jimmy.
No, it's just a couple of buttons. You hit the options, and then it uses the internet and opens up streaming apps that scour the internet and grab all the links.
It's data mining. Yeah, it's stealing. Yeah. It's like Napster for TV shows and movies.
With me until you get busted.
I had a friend that offered to give me a Raspberry Pi. It's a thing called a Raspberry Pi where it'll look for like movies that are in theaters. You can download them now.
Oh, jeez.
That was like, so I can steal them?
Watch movies.
No, I was like,
able to watch movies from that were still in the movie theater at home in the living room.
Okay, Jimmy and Riggs, I'm just trying to figure out how to get streaming without like old school cable, and you guys are for real
jailbreaking
like,
Fire Sticks.
This is great. I mean, this is a whole nother level.
I don't want to jailbreak anything, Jimmy, but that's I guess an okay idea. That's your thing.
Gosh.
Thanks for calling, dude.
Thanks, Jimmy. We got Valerie in Watertown.
What's up, Val?
Hi there. I'm actually in Waterford.
Oh,
Waterford.
Damn, I wrote it down wrong. Waterford. Oh, because no, we had Dale in Watertown.
Watertown, you're in Waterford.
You're in Waterford. Totally different cities. Sorry about that.
So we're kind of out in the country as well. But,
yeah.
I mean, we pay for internet monthly, but then my husband just went to, like, Walmart and bought one of those, like, antenna things for the back of the TV.
Yeah.
And we pick up, like, 4, 6, 12, 18, 24, and 58.
Oh, my gosh.
All the local channels. All the ones you need,
All the local channels. And then, I mean, the actual antenna was, like, $20-$30.
And they're clear as a bell, too. They look great.
Yes.
The new antennas are great.
No. Yeah, we just kind of taped it to the back of the TV so the kids wouldn't pull it down. And,
I need an antenna. Great.
And we just,
antenna for sure.
Yeah. And have, like, Netflix and...
All right, Allie and I are going to go buy antennas now and hook them up to our TVs.
I mean, I'm reading the text. Somebody texted in Valerie and said, we legit use the rabbit ear antenna. I'm talking the $10.99 Walmart special for live channels.
Yeah. Nice.
And they said they get 30 of those air channels with theirs.
Yeah, good. And it's free, too.
You guys have inspired me today.
Thank you so much
for
calling.
It wasn't even my problem. It's Riggs' problem.
Right? Well, now I helped us both. Look at that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thanks for calling, Valerie.
Yes.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well.
Yeah.
I wish I felt bad for her, but I don't. Lori Loughlin is a wreck while serving time in prison, everyone.
Oh.
I mean, they said she went into prison really strong. She had her faith and the support of her family. But now that she's there, the first few days and road ahead are daunting. Yes, Lori, you would have been out in a week, just like Felicity Huffman, had you said, yes, I did it.
That's the world's smallest violin playing a song
yeah,
for her.
You didn't even get accused of murder. You got accused of something stupid that was easy to own up to.
Paying
but you didn't.
For your kids to go to a college performing
so
a sport they didn't even play.
You're literally in jail for that. Like, how dumb are you?
That's
you
like
must
me,
feel like an idiot.
It's like me taking pictures of Allie with my parachute and saying, look, she's a professional skydiver.
Right,
she wants to go to a skydiving school.
And I've never skydived
never.
A day in my life.
Never.
Yeah, there's pictures of me acting like I'm good at it. I mean, it's bizarre. So, yeah, so Lori Loughlin's in prison for 2 months.
Don't care.
And they said that she's trying to be brave and look at the end result. But there was nothing that could dissipate her fears. Again.
Yeah.
Why you don't assume you can pay off all the things you did illegally?
Yeah.
God, whatever. I just don't feel bad for Lori Loughlin.
Not
I just
at all.
Don't. Sorry.
Serve your time,
Sorry.
And I hope she serves every single last minute of her
Should've
time.
Should have owned up to it. You'd still be on the Hallmark Channel, wouldn't you?
That's right.
Wouldn't you?
That's right. This is Throwback Thursday. Let's throw it back with some old school music knowledge.
Okay.
All right. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. This is a game called Trivillennial. I bought it on Amazon, and it's basically games that any millennial would get.
Yeah.
Anybody who knows the 2000s after would get.
Mm-hmm.
Your opponent this morning from Muskego, Sarah. Say hello to Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
Good morning, Allie.
Good morning.
So here's what we're going to do. I've got three questions for Sarah. We'll play a quick song, and then I've got three questions for you, Allie.
Okay.
So whoever gets the most wins.
Okay.
All right? So it's best 2 out of 3.
All right, girl.
3 out of 3, because you get all three questions. And Sarah, if you want to use a lifeline for Allie, you can.
Just
because we're not playing for any prizes. We're just having fun.
Just because we want you to win.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right, so Sarah, we'll ask you the first question. The category is music for these questions. They're all from the 2000s and 2010s.
Okay.
First question. In 2016, a bidding war on eBay reached over $80,000 for what piece of Justin Bieber memorabilia? These are all multiple choice, okay? All of these questions are multiple choice. So what went for $80,000? What Justin Bieber memorabilia? Was it A, one of his old socks, B, a lock of his hair, C, his used milk glass, or D, a shirt worn by a girl who he touched?
I'm going to go with C because I have no clue.
That is C, his used milk glass, yes.
No way.
Yes, somebody paid 80 grand for that thing.
What?
Yeah.
Get a That's life. Crazy. That is insane. You know what you can do with 80 grand? You know how many kids I could help?
I know what you can do. You can buy a cup of Justin Bieber's milk.
His
used milk. Just like, and not even like full milk that you can use. It's like this the milk pool on the bottom. That's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
All right,
you literally, it's worth nothing.
All right, so there's okay. 1 point for you, Sarah.
Go girl.
All right, here's your second question. In 2002, Michael Jackson famously did what with his newborn baby? Did he A, carry him around outside in the snow, totally naked, the baby, that is? Did he B, pretend to drop him and then actually drop him? D, C, threw him to his nanny, or D, dangled him over the edge of a third floor balcony?
Michael Jackson.
Oh,
is this me or her?
Sorry.
This is her.
Yeah, who's her?
Sarah.
Oh, Sarah, go.
Sarah.
Oh, it's definitely D, dangled him over the balcony.
Yes, dangled him over the balcony.
Yes.
Which everybody thought, ah, oh, ha, 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 very funny. You're going to, that's terrifying. Anybody
terrifying.
Normal.
That was a weird time in the world.
So there's two. All right, here's your third question, Sarah. You get all three right. We'll see if Allie can get her three right next.
Get it, girl.
Sarah, here's your final question. In 2008, who launched an effort to get their album to the top of Kanye's 808s and Heartbreaks? Basically, this person wanted to beat Kanye West on the iTunes charts.
Mm.
Who did this mission? Was it Weird Al Yankovic? Was it Stephen Colbert? Was it Nickelback? Or was it Kanye West?
Was it Kanye West?
It was not Kanye West.
Oh, that's what I would have guessed.
It was Stephen Colbert, who had
a
Christmas album. Christmas album.
Really?
Yes, Stephen Colbert had a Christmas album.
Who knew?
With like John Legend and a bunch of people on it.
My mom knew.
Yeah.
I'm being funny.
Right.
And I like Stephen Colbert, but it sounds like something my mom would buy.
Oh, yeah. Well, he beat Kanye West for like a week. He was ahead of Kanye West on the iTunes charts. So.
That's amazing.
So 2 out of 3, correct, Sarah. Now we'll ask Allie 3 questions next for Trivillennial. All right. Can you hang on the phone for a second, Sarah? You want to hang out with us? Nice.
Sweet. Good job, girl.
Can you get better than 2 out of 3, Allie? We'll find out next. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie on Throwback Thursday. throwing it back with our trivia as well. It's called Trivillennial. It's a game that really any millennial can get. Sarah, who's on the phone from Muskego, got 2 out of 3 last round.
Okay.
So, Allie, if you can get 2 out of 3 or better, you will beat Sarah.
All right.
Are you ready for a question? Music related?
Yes.
It comes from the 2000s. Allie, here's your first question. These are all for you, and they are all multiple choice.
Okay.
Allie, in Miley Cyrus's song, Party in the USA, she hopped off the plane at LAX with what? Dramamine and my cardigan, a dream in my heart again, a dream in my cardigan, or a dream and my cardigan?
A dream in my heart again?
A dream in my heart again?
I woke up, wait, in the LAX with a... LAX with my I'd have no idea.
It is
Sarah?
Do you know Sarah?
Hopped up a plane at LAX with my dream and my cardigan.
There you
dream
go.
Dream and my cardigan?
Nice.
Yes. With a dream, a cardigan. All right, there you go.
A dream and a cardigan.
A dream
what two
and my
things
cardigan.
To bring with you?
Your dream and your cardigan. You need them
You're,
both.
It is cold on the plane.
Yeah.
I mean, hell.
And
hell,
it is yeah. LAX. You do need a dream.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, here's your next question, Allie. Smash Mouth songs are most famously and prominently featured in what movie? Is it Toy Story, Kung Fu Panda, Shrek, or Madagascar?
Oh my gosh. I have no idea. Is Smash Mouth even around?
No, they are not, but they were in the
2000s. They were in the 2000s.
Yeah, they were.
Well, it's not the first one. What were the choices?
Toy Story,
no.
Kung Fu Panda,
Never
Shrek,
seen it.
Or Madagascar.
I'm going to go with Kung Fu Panda.
It was not Kung Fu Panda.
I have no idea.
Sarah, do you know?
Shrek, baby.
Shrek.
Oh, I haven't seen Shrek in like 15 years.
Exactly. That's the point.
Oh, man.
That's the only place that I know Smash Mouth songs from was
dang
Shrek.
Dang it.
All right. 0-2, man. Last question, Allie.
Yes, go on. I'm ready.
Do you remember when Madonna played the Super Bowl halftime show in 2012?
Not really, but go on. I had a one-year-old, that's why.
Who did not appear at the Super Bowl halftime show with Madonna? Was it M.I.A., LMFAO, Adam Levine, or Nicki Minaj?
Ugh.
Who did not perform in the 2012 Super Bowl halftime show with Madonna?
Oh my gosh, I have no idea.
Was it M.I.A., M.I.A., LMFAO, Adam Levine, or Nicki Minaj?
Is it Adam Levine?
It is Adam Levine,
oh,
yes.
Oh, woo, because they don't go together right. That's
no.
Why.
No, it was not them.
I still
them.
Say you're the winner, Sarah, and
you are.
You are
the winner, and you are. Congratulations, Sarah.
Oh, man.
If we had a prize, we'd give it to you, but we don't.
Nope.
So we'll just give you a high five and a thank you for listening.
You go, girl.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for
thank
listening.
You.
We'll
yep,
talk to you next time. You too. It's 103.7 KISS FM. Speaking of throwbacks, here's a Throwback Thursday song for you.
Nice.
I'll be missing you. 103.7 KISS FM. It's Throwback Thursday with Riggs and Allie. You'll get throwback stuff all day long. And a Throwback Thursday mix tonight at 7 with
yes.
DJ GA.
So good.
You can always listen to us with the radio.com app. Your phone is now your radio, so you no longer have an excuse to be like, well, I got to work and I couldn't listen no more. Now you got a phone there, friend.
Hello, friend.
Download that radio.com app and listen for free.
Your radio is on your phone now.
Sure is. Did you learn anything this morning? I learned something from you.
Okay, you want to go first? Or
yeah.
You want me to, okay,
yeah,
you,
yeah.
Go, you go, you go, you
I
go.
I learned that your child is
oh,
obsessed
God.
With the show Below Deck on Bravo. And he was asking if he can watch additional episodes without you there.
When
and you
I
said,
was gone.
No. No, no, no.
He's obsessed with this reality show, and I'm like, is this too trashy for my just-turned 9-year-old? It probably is, but I don't know if I care. But it
where
led
would you,
to this.
Where would you rate it on the trash scale? Like, on a 1 to 10 trash scale, 10 being like,
well, I like
the
that
worst,
show.
The filthiest thing you could probably show.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
Almost like Real World or
it's
even...
It's only a 4.
All right,
the
there
only
you go.
Thing that he gets exposed to with a show like that is the drinking and the sex.
Yeah.
Well, guess what's going to happen when he's 25? Drinking and sex. Okay,
yeah.
So I can like hide some of that from him, but like at some point, I can't.
Would you rather
hide
your
my
kids,
kid from everything?
Would you rather
you know?
Them watch Below Deck or Jersey Shore?
Below Deck.
Okay, 100%.
Yep.
See,
not even a question.
Jersey Shore way trashier.
Way trashier.
Yeah. All right.
Way trashier.
Well, what did you learn?
But
on this?
Still both glorious shows both. in my humble opinion.
What did you learn this morning?
I learned that Riggs is looking to finally get rid of his satellite because
yes.
We were laughing at how satellites used to be the jam and now there's no need for them whatsoever because of the internet. So
yep.
You're going to get rid of your satellite TV
yes.
And you're deciding which you know, streaming service to go with.
And I think we're just going to get an antenna and then put it to the side of the wall.
Just a cheap antenna.
Yeah.
Get your local channels and call it a day.
And then use an Apple TV to stream whatever the hell we want to watch.
But you still need internet.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that you're always going to need.
Yep.
Heads up, people. You can't completely, you know.
As long as we're not that, some guy called earlier from like Waterford that paid $230 a month for his internet.
Oh, dude.
Which is insane.
And I thought I was getting ripped off at $100.
Right?
I'm like, what?
No, Dale in Waterford's getting ripped off.
Dale,
the poor guy. Poor guy.
Come on, bud.
Enjoy the rest of your day. Your Throwback Thursday.
Yes.
Allie, you're around till noon, right?
I'll be here.
It's when we do another commercial-free hour at noon. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.